I'm here today with Mark Nichols. Mark, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
What do you do?
I am a consultant for Microsoft Consulting Services, so MCS.
And do you build garages to the side?
I build garage controllers, so home automation in general, but yeah, the first application is for the garage.
I was actually talking to Clark Sells, and he was taking credit for all of the work on the garage.
Well, he is absolutely the brains of everything.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. I just follow his directions, and you know, and he tells me what to code, and I do it.
I totally believe you. But he did mention this mini garage. He was talking about his actual garage that he was trying to automate completely. But you've got everything working here in this mini garage, right?
Right. We started out with his real garage.
Okay.
And as I was explaining before, we did it in the dead of winter, and we had to keep opening and then closing the door, and it was just way too cold. So we needed an analog that we could use to test out the software anywhere. So that's what this is.
That's consistent with everything you told us.
Yes. Yeah.
Very cool. Let's take a look at it.
Okay, so here's, you know, push button, so, oh, I got it, I'm sorry, I got it locked, so, unlock it, there it is, unlocked, so, you press the button, and just like a regular garage door, if you send it down, something walks in front of it, sends it back up.
A little electric eye there, white light beam in the sensor.
I've built a web server that I put on here, and I can communicate straight from a browser. So that's what I had, just a real basic UI.
You need to work on your CSS skills.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
But from here, I can, you know, I clicked it and the lights turn on, and I can go back.
Let me see that. Do that again. I'll just get the lights.
Okay. Wait for, no, it takes 20 or 30 seconds and then they go out. But that's just to show that you could control the lights, the duration and all that. Okay, so click it from the browser, turn the lights on. And this one from the browser, I'll toggle the door and we'll send it down. And not only can you send information out, but here I'll click on get the status, and the status is showing here on the browser just as it is over there.
Nice. This is all built here using the micro framework?
Yep, .NET micro framework, all of it, C sharp.
And Gadgeteer board?
Gadgeteer board is running. This is what's really doing all the work. The Netduino over here is purely just a simulator of the garage door.
Okay.
So to take it, you know, take it in a real situation, this would go away and we would control the actual garage door with this card, which is something, a card that I designed and created, did all the etching and all that, so that we can connect it through this cable to the Gadgeteer. And it has the sensor input. This is a lock switch. So if that's locked, then you can't open or close the door. So if you wanted to leave for a weekend, you could flip that switch and know that nobody can open your door remotely or anything. And then also on here is the two sensors so that we can tell if the door's up or down.
Cool. And what's this right, the big button one?
Oh, this? This is a touch LCD display. And here's, you know, the same information that I got inside the browser. So right now it's showing that the door is down, and it's not locked. But here I can press that and open the door, or press it again and close the door.
You said there's a web server on here?
The web server is built in here. So the two main things that are on there, I built a finite state machine, which is the engine to know what state you're in. So the main states are initializing. There's one state called evaluation. So if the door is either up or is neither up or down, the evaluation will hold on to that state because you can't do anything with the door if you don't know if it's up or down, right? So if it's not up or down, it's typically on its way up or it's on its way down, right? So when one of the sensors gets tripped, then it gets sent over to the next state, which is ready. So we know the door is either up or down, and we can send commands to it. And also locked is another state that it can go into, and when it's in that state, then it can't accept
ignore
any
commands.
Trans.
Okay. Right. So ignore commands if it's in transition or if it's locked.
Correct. Okay, cool. And then the other software that's running, all of it running on there, so there's many, many threads running simultaneously. The web server is also running on there, so I can send commands to it through HTTP or get information out of it.
Is that web server built into the hardware, or is that
no,
software?
No, it's all software.
Is that part of the micro framework?
No, it's I got the basis for it. Somebody built an open source.
It's an open source web server.
Yeah, the basis for it, and then I modified quite a bit just because it didn't do everything we needed.
And then you deployed some .NET micro framework on top of that?
Yeah, it's all .NET micro framework, all of it, even the web server.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.